Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nedarim Daf Tes Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief, formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the mark the Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 8 lines from the top of Daf Tes Zayin at the Mishnah. Shvua lo ochaloch, ha shvua sheochaloch, lo shvua lo ochaloch, osir. We have three expressions of oaths, and the result of any of these expressions is that there is restriction. In other words, this oath takes hold. Michlal, we see from here that the expression Daha Shvua Sheochaloch equals Delo Achilna Mashma. It conveys the idea that a person is swearing that he will not eat. As the Mishnah concluded, also it is forbidden for him to eat. V'Rominu, and we raise now a problem, a contradiction from another Tanaic source, and the question lasts a couple of lines, as you can see how we've noted it with the long question. Shvuos Shtayim Shein Arba. This is a quote from a Mishnah in Masechet Shvuos, which indicates that there are two basic Shvuos that the Torah makes reference to, and from them we derive another two for a total of four types of vows. We're deliberately not getting into the details of what that means, what that implies, but what we see is as follows. She'ochal v'shelo'ochal, these are two in the future tense. That's what you can see. The Mishnah said shtayim. And she'ochalti v'shelo'ochalti, another two in the past tense. He swears that the two future tense, that either he will eat something or will not eat something, or that he has already eaten something or will not eat something. Midika omar she'ochal v'shelo ochal, she'ochalti v'shelo ochalti. From the fact that we present the shvuas in the positive and in the negative, michlal de she'ochal loch, that's a shvua in the positive form. And notice the dashed underline is just like we saw above. And yet, the conclusion of she'ochaloch is de'achil no masha, that I will eat. Now compare the two texts. Our Mishnah used the expression shvua she'ochaloch, and the result was de'lo achil no. Here, the same language, she'ochaloch, and the result is de'achil no, in the positive. That's the question. Notice a house shape on the side of the Gemara. You can see under the Nosei Mivne heading, Deos Liyashev, the house introduces opinions to resolve the stira, the contradiction by Mashmois, Hoshvua She'ochaloch. Is it De'achilna? Is it in the positive that I will eat? Oh, De'lo achilna, or that I swear not to eat. So, answer number one, note that it lasts a couple of lines. Omar Abaye, She'ochal shtei lishonos mashma. In fact, the expression she'ochal implies both, and it all depends on the circumstances. Hoyu misarven boy lechol. Person was being subjected to pressure. Misarven means they were imploring upon him to eat with them. V'yomar, and the fellow responded, okay, achilno, achilno. Alit, alit, v'su shvua she'ochal. And then he adds, and I swear I'll eat. De'achilno mashma. That implies, that conveys his desire to eat with them. In other words, he's swearing that he will eat with them. Avol, Omar, if what preceded the Shavua statement was lo achilno, lo achilno, I'm not going to eat with you, I'm not going to eat with you, v'su amar shavua shochal. And then he adds that, the same words, But in the context, de lo achilna ko'omar. What he's really saying is, he swears, saying that, do you think I'm going to eat with you? Meaning, I'm not going to eat with you. Rav Ashi Omar, she'ochal dishvua, the word that we saw together with the oath of shvua that we saw in our Mishnah, was really she'i ochal ko'omar. We look at the Rashi, just across from here, a little bit up. Rav Ashi Omer, ha dekotoni ha shvua she'ochal, that namely in our Mishnah, she'i oichel kotoni. What the Mishnah is really teaching is she'i ochal. Lachi osur de lo achilnehu. The word she'i is a negation. I will not eat. Imkain, the Gemara asks, well, if that's what our Mishnah is saying, then pshita maila meimra, then it's obvious. Why do you have to teach such a thing? Everyone knows that she'i ochal means I will not eat. The Gemara answers, mahu detema. I would have thought without the Mishnah, mekam lishna hu deiskale, that in saying she'i ochal, it's a type of, we'll say, a speech deficiency that overcame him, and that his tongue got stuck, and that he really was trying to say she'ochal. And if that's what he was really trying to say, so she'i ochal, if that's what came out, it doesn't mean that he is not going to eat. So once again, without the Mishnah, I would have thought that if you hear someone saying she'i ochal, he's really trying to say that I will eat. Chamash malon, no, you don't have to suspect that his tongue got stuck. And if he says she'i ochal, and then he's saying, I will not eat. Abaye lo omar tam de Rav Ashi. Abaye didn't explain the way Rav Ashi did, the lo kotoni she'i ochal. The text of the Mishnah doesn't read that. It doesn't have that word, she'i. That's what Rav Ashi's interpretation of the Mishnah is. But it doesn't say that. So Abaye didn't accept or doesn't adopt Rav Ashi's explanation. Rav Ashi nodi mintam d'Abaye. Rav Ashi avoided, or nodi literally is to drift away from, to distance himself from the explanation of Abaye. Kosovar shelo ochal nami mashma shte lishonos. If you're going to accept Abaye's reasoning, that interpretation is dependent on context, well then, shelo ochal could also be interpreted that way. And as follows, hoyu misarvin bo leechol. They were pressuring someone to eat, the Omar, and he says, lo achilna, lo alichina, I'm not going to eat. The Omar nami shvua. And then he adds to that, bein sheochal, bein shelo ochal, whether it's his shvua is in the positive phrasing or the negative, hodein achilno mashma di omar. In that context, whether he says sheochal or shelo ochal, what he is trying to say to them is, I will eat with you. In order to appreciate this stage, we look at the Rashi. Rashi v'Rav Ashi havi nodi nodud v'sur mitayme de Abaye. He distanced himself from Abaye's approach. D'chi hoyu misarvin b'loichol. If you have a situation where they're pressuring someone to eat, v'Omar, and he says lo achilna lo achilna, v'su Omar shvua beinim Omar shvua sheochal beinim Omar shvua shelo ochal, mashmanami dekomar achilna. Either one can be interpreted as meaning he swears he's going to eat. Im Omar shvua sheochal, Mashma de ko'omar achilno. It implies that he is saying that I will eat the hachi ko'omar. Thusly, he was saying up till this point, b'tmiha, with a tone of wonderment. Lo achilno, lo achilno, shua shocha bevadai. He was saying, I'm not going to eat with you. I'm not going to eat. I swear, I will eat with you. For sure. V'im omar shvua shelo ochal, hodein mashmanami da achilno. That also implies, I will eat the mashma. Lo achilno, shvua, I lo achilno. V'hainu chado lishna. Following from the tone of the negation of the lo achilno that preceded the shvua, he's saying, well, do you think I'm not going to eat with you? And he swears, do you really think I'm not going to eat with you? Which, of course, implies that he's swearing to eat with them. So that's the... that is how shelo ochal could actually mean the positive, just like she'ochal. Now, the Gemara goes on, v'ika litrutzi nami lishna shvua shelo ochal shvua delo achilno komar. And you can explain the expression shvua delo achilno also in the negative, as the simple rendering would in fact be. So that if you're going to accept Abaye's approach, there really turns out there's nothing definitive in either expression of Shvua She'ochal or Shvua She'lo Ochal. Elo Tano Pascha. The Tano, when he teaches things, in a definitive fashion. She'ochal means the achil no mashma, and she'lo ochal means the lo ochel mashma. We'll take a look at the Rosh commentary, who explains along the same lines why Rav Ashi did not accept Abaye's explanation. The Rosh, on the first of the widest lines on the lower part of the page, Rav Ashi nodi mitame d'Abaye, hoya noide du misrachik misvar sabaye. He distanced himself from Abaye's approach. Dim isa, dim asnisin isa, the fish, the yesh shvua she'ochal mashma shelo ochal. If it were so that our Mishnah in saying shvua she'ochal has the implication of the negation of shelo ochal, ula fuke mi masnisin de shvuas, and to the exclusion of the Mishnah in Shavuos Tikotoni Dechol Shavua She'ochal Mashmo Davka She'ochal, and the point of our Mishnah is to, we'll say, negate in a certain way, to negate the Mishnah in Shavuos, that when you see or when you hear Shavua She'ochal, it means only in the positive. Im Kain, if that approach to our Mishnah is to be taken as Abaye suggests, kishelo ochal nami havi le leforish hachi. The lo ochal part of our Mishnah, the first expression in the Mishnah, should also have been explained that way. The Omar, if they were pressuring him to eat, and he says lo achil no bitmiha, with the tone of wonderment, do you think I'm not going to eat with you? And he adds, after saying, of course I'm going to eat with you, and he says, I swear that I'm not going to eat with you. What he's really saying is that I will eat with you. And to fulfill the words that he said in the negative, but in a tone of wonderment, thusly, he is swearing. Now, Abaye didn't spell all that out. He didn't offer that explanation for the beginning of the Mishnah. Apparently, Abaye will tell you that the beginning of the Mishnah is Dafka, that when you say Shavua lo ochalach, when the Tana says such a thing, he means only in the negative. And likewise, when you see that expression in the positive, It means only in the positive. And therefore, Rav Ashi tells you, my explanation is to be accepted, that when our Mishnah says, Shvua she'ochal, and the result is usur, what the fellow is really saying is she'i ochal. And the Chiddush was that don't think that his pronouncing she'i ochal is just a function of his tongue getting stuck, and he wanted to really say it in the positive, not so. If someone enunciates she'ochal, he means just that he is not going to eat. The conclusion of the Gemara, once again, is as we read already, the Tana Pascha. The Tana teaches things in definitive terms. When you see she'ochal, it means only in the positive. And when you see shelo ochal, it means only in the negative. The Mishnah. Ze choymer b'shvuas mi benedorim. This, meaning that which we've learned till now, represents a stringency in the realm of shvuas, the realm of oaths over nedarim, over vows. Now the thinking right now is that which we said before of shvua shelo ochal, that in shvuas that would take hold, and in nedarim it wouldn't take hold. That's the thinking right now. Namely, that which we saw in our previous Mishnah. V'chomer b'nedarim mi b'shvuas, ketzad, what is the stringency of nedarim over shvuas? Omar koinom suka shani oise, lulov shani noitel, tfilin shani meniach. The expression konam, as we've seen in the past, is a reference to a vow. It's a kinui of the word korban. So in b'nedarim oser, b'shvuas muter. A loshon of konam, or a loshon of neder, which would result in his non-performance of a mitzvah, will be binding. But not so if he vows not to fulfill a mitzvah. If he swears, if he takes an oath, he's nishba, to violate or to not fulfill a mitzvah, that shvua does not take hold. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. Chomer, the expression that we saw in the opening of the Mishnah, namely Zech Chomer b'shvuas mi minadorim, implies, Chomer means a stringency, that B is more than A. Well, Michlal dineder who? That if a person would say, instead of shvua lo ochal, he would say korban lo ochaloch, there is a neder. It's not as stringent as such as a shvua, but something is there. That's what the word chomer implies. Yeah, but v'hamuter katani. Back at the end of Tes Vav Amud Beis, if a person said lo ochaloch in a neder form, we learned that it's mutter, that it doesn't take hold. You can, if you have access to Tes Vav Amud Beis, you can look back at the bottom line, ho korban she'ochaloch, or lo korban lo ochaloch, mutter, there is no vow. So, the question is, the opening of our current Mishnah, which says there's a chumrah of shvuas over nedarim, what is that a reference to? So obviously it's not a reference to the issue of ochaloch, or shvua lo ochaloch. The Gemara answers, I'll tell you what, it's a reference to something else. Aseifa de'idoch bava katani. It's a reference to the end of the other section. The Mishnah had taught back on Daf Yud Dalid Omid Beis, Koinim She'ani Yoshein. The Mishnah there had concluded that if you hear a vowel like that, Koinim She'ani Yoshein, Hareze Belo Yachel Dvaro, and Ravina, back on the Yaftaf Yudalid Omid Beis, had explained regarding that situation. I should just say, technically speaking, Ravina appeared later than that, but referring to that Mishnah on Yudalid Omid Beis, Ravina said that Hareze Bebal Yachel means Midrabonan, on a rabbinic level. So, in light of that, the Mishnah here that says there's a chumrah by Shavuos over Nedarim is a reference to that which was taught on Tes Vav. Amud Beis, Shavuos She'eini Yoshein. Notice, on Yudalad Amud Beis, the Mishnah spoke about Konam Shani Yoshein, and the Mishnah on Tes Vav Amud Beis speaks about a Shavua She'eini Yoshein, as the Gemara quotes here. So it's a reference to the Seifa of the earlier section that said Shavua She'eini Yoshein She'eini Medaber She'eini Mahalech Oser. And regarding Shavua She'eini Yoshein, it's the sleeping is prohibited on a Torah level. Ze choymer b'shvuas mi b'nedarim. Regarding the issue of sleeping, if one were to say koinem shani yoshein, a vow against making his sleep like a korban, meaning that his sleep is usher, so that type of vow would have, when one sleeps, he would be over, he would be in violation of a rabbinic prohibition. Whereas a shvua, a vow not to sleep, that vow has a doraisa strength to it, a Torah level strength to it, and hence he has violated by his sleeping or by taking such a vow, taking such an oath, he is involved with a Torah level violation. Chomer b'nedarim mi b'shvuas ketzad. Rav Kahana Masni Omrav Gidol Amarav. Rav Kahana's version is to teach the following, which we haven't learned yet, in the name of Rav. And Rav Tavyumi Masni Omrav Gidol Omar Shmuel. And Rav Tavyumi's version of teaching the following is to be taught in the name of Shmuel. And what is the topic to be taught? It's featured on the side under our No Say heading as well, and we've written on the side Minayin Shenish Boyin Lavor Ala Mitzvahs Klomar Hashvua Lo Chola. From where do we see that an oath not to fulfill a mitzvah doesn't get off the ground? So now we see this discussed in the Gemara. Minayin Shenish Boyin Lavor Ala Mitzvahs. From where do we know that we don't swear, meaning an oath to violate a mitzvah in the Torah is not an oath. Talmud Lomar, Lo Yachel Devoroi. Devoro Lo Yachel, Avol Mechel Hu Lechepse Shemayim. The Torah tells us, you shall not violate your words. But when it comes to the words of heaven, meaning commandments of God, and you swear otherwise, there you have to violate your words in favor of the Chepse Shemayim, the desire of heaven. Let us take a look at the Rashi. Avol Mechal Hu Lechepse Shemayim, Shiim Nodar Lavor Al Achas Min HaMitzvis Ein Shvua Chola Olav. If a person had sworn not to fulfill one of the mitzvahs, the Shvua does not take hold. Umechal Hu Yose Shvua, and he violates whatever he had said, the mushma v'yoymeid hu l'kaimo. He is pre-obligated to fulfill the mitzvahs. V'ein shvua chola olav. And once there is an oath, a second oath cannot take hold. V'yochol l'chalel dvaro. And therefore he can violate his shvua. you'll notice that we have a bracketed section. The purpose of these brackets is to create a sense of continuity with regard to issues concerning source of the idea. We don't swear that swearing to violate mitzvahs doesn't take hold. So if you skip the brackets momentarily, you'll notice that up till now, we asked, where do you know that Einish Boin Lavor Olam Mitzvah? So we cited the Pasuk Lo Yachel Devoro and the inference. However, after the brackets, four lines from the bottom, the Gemara asks, V'she'einish boin lavor la mitzvahs mehocha nafkalei mehosam nafkalei. Are you saying that the source for ein nishboin is learned from lo yachel dvoro? As you can see, the arrow points back to the earlier arrow. Rather, the Gemara says, mehosam nafkalei. There's an alternative source, the Sanyo, and the Gemara goes on to bring a Tanaic source, which cites a Pasuk, indicating a second source. And the Gemara will deal with that seeming problem of what really is the source of Ein Nishboin Lavor La Mitzvahs. But until that point, we go back to the bracketed section. The Gemara asks, up till now, we've pointed out that in the realm of Shavuos, a Shavuot Levatilus HaMitzvah doesn't get off the ground. But a Neder Levatilus HaMitzvah does take effect. The Gemara asks regarding that distinction. My Shno Neder. What is different about a Neder that we say a person who vows against a mitzvah, the vow takes hold? Dichtiv, Ish Kidor Neder Lashem Lo Yachel Devoro. And the way that's interpreted is that when a person makes a neder, even if it's Lashem, meaning even if it's against a teaching of God, you keep to your vow, which means that the vow takes hold. Shvua nami hoksiv, regarding shvus, it says in the same pasuk, O hishova shvua Lashem lo yachel devoro. So the same, I will say, terminology is used regarding shvuas, meaning a shvuah that you make against Hashem, you shall not violate your shvuah. The shvuah should take hold. Omar Abaye. We've highlighted the names with diamonds, Abaye and Rava. Abaye says, it depends. It says, Ha di Omar hanoas suka olai. Ha the Omar Shvua Shilo Ehene Min Hasuka. Abaye says it. The distinction is as follows. With regard to oaths, the person is saying that he is he's forbidding the benefit that he gets from the sukkah, the pleasure he gets from the sukkah. He forbids himself to receive that benefit. With regard to Shavuos, he says he swears not to benefit from the sukkah. To appreciate what Abaye is trying to teach us, we'll look at the Rashi, and we might look at the Ran as well. First, the Rashi. Amar Abaye, Hodemar Hanoa Sukkolai, Hodemar Shavuos Lo'enim in HaSukkah, Klomar. That which our Mishnah teaches that a neder against mitzvahs takes hold, kigon de Omar, hanoa suka olai. The hashta koser cheftza olai. He is banning a benefit from the from the sukkah entity, from the physical sukkah, from the sukkah object. The hachi motzi lemeidar afilu chatchila. Such a neder takes hold without any question. We saw this earlier, that even though a man is obligated to provide intimacy relations with his wife, for his wife, chalolov haneder ki omar hanoas tashmishei cholai, a vow which features his banning himself from deriving pleasure from the intimacy takes hold. She'eno osir atzmo oleha. He is not he is not forbidding himself from being with her. He's not prohibiting himself from being with her. He's obligated to be with her. Ela ledida oser olav. But rather, what he is doing, he is forbidding himself from benefiting from her. The kosover abai the choloshon shvua lo motzinu de techol olei. Abaye, though, holds that when it comes to the shvua expressed in those terms, doesn't get off the ground. The Omar shvua hanoa sukolai, the hanoa sa oyser olav, the havade lo have yeshvua. If someone were to say shvua hanoa sukolai, that's not a shvua. That's a neder. That's your, once again, the focus is on the object that you're prohibiting upon yourself. The kevin demor olai hainu neder. Once you say upon me, that is a neder formulation. As we've said before, that formulating it in those terms, you're assuring, you're prohibiting the object upon yourself. When you say that you swear not to benefit from the mitzvah, you can't do that because you're pre-bound to fulfill the mitzvah. And it's in this vein that we see a stringency of nedarim over shvuas, the nedarim over kainim ano asukolai, v'shvuah lo shelo ehne. That in the case of nedarim, he would be saying that you're banning yourself from benefiting from the sukkah, and that works, that takes hold. But shvuah shelo ehne, where you are saying that you will not derive, you will not experience pleasure from the mitzvah of sukkah, that you can't do because you're pre-bound to fulfill the mitzvah. Now, as we've seen in the past, if you want to present this in the simple basic terms, when it comes to nedarim, you are banning the sukkah from yourself. The focus is on the object of the sukkah, and in the shvua, you are focusing on yourself, that you as a person will not benefit from the sukkah, and since the focus is on the person and the person is pre-bound, so it doesn't get off the ground. We see in the Ran as well, we take a look at the Ran. In the psukim that the Gemara had cited in its question, the expression of Lashem, which we mistakenly should have read, which we didn't, the Pasuk, it's featured on the side of the Gemara above. So if you look on the side of our marked Gemara, you see Bamidbar Perek Lamed Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk says, Ish ki idor neder Lashem, o yishavah shvua le'asor yisor al nafsho, lo yachel devoro, kechol ayotz mipiv yaseh. The word Lashem, you see, comes after ki idor neder Lashem. And the Ran is pointing out that that Lashem, which implied that the vow takes hold, even if it's concerning matters that are Lashem, even mitzvahs, well, that Lashem reference is not going on the Shvua, ela ki idor neder. It's going only on the neder. Mishum de neder bedinu shiyochul al dov devar mitzvah lefishu oser al atzmo hano asuka shalosha neder kachu v'ein machilin es odom dover oser lo. In the neder formulation, the speaker is banning the sukkah, the item from upon himself. And we don't give someone, we don't feed someone something that is prohibited to him. Avoloshen shvua hainu shelo eishev besukkah v'lo kolim en lafkias mitzvah sukkah shu mitzvah bo. But the loshen of shvua is, I will not sit in the sukkah. And that language doesn't get off the ground, because you are pre-obligated to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. The Gemara continues. Omar Rova. V'chi mitzvis lehenos nitnu. Describing the fulfillment of the mitzvah as a source of pleasure is something that is false a priori. Namely, mitzvahs are not designed to be a source of pleasure. There's the, we'll say, the spiritual pleasure that one gets in knowing that he's fulfilled a mitzvah, but that's not what the mitzvah is designed for. The mitzvah is designed for you to be fulfilling the will of God. We look at the Ran, Omar Rava v'chi mitzvahs lehenes nitnu. Rava lav ataime dabai makshe, devade shapi ko omar, elo alishne. Rava is not challenging the explanation of Abaye, but he's questioning the language. The Omar Hanoa Sukalai, if a person were to say that Yoshev Bo Yeshiva Shel Mitzvah, he would be able to sit in the sukkah anyway to fulfill the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Lav Lehenes Nitnu. So that as far as the explanation of Abaye, which the Ran explained just before, that there's a difference between a neder and a shvua, and that the neder is where the object is being prohibited upon himself. That is something a person can do, but a person cannot extricate himself from mitzvah fulfillment because the person himself is pre-obligated. Fine, that distinction exists. But to phrase it as Hanua Sukolai, that Rava feels is simply inaccurate. We also take a look at the Rosh commentary. Omar Rava v'chi mitzvus lehenes nitnu kashile l'Rava amashi iskra by Hanua bedvorov. Like the Ran said, it bothers Rava, why did Abaye mention the concept of Hanoah in his presentation? Mishum de mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. Mitzvahs are not given to us to have pleasure from them. V'im omar Hanoah sukolai lo nesra olov. We're looking for an example of a neder that takes effect in the context of mitzvahs. It wouldn't take the neder wouldn't take effect in a case like that. In other words, he would be able to sit in the sukkah if he said it that way. The lo mikri hanoa mashu mekayim mitzvah samokim. It's not called hanoa that which you fulfill the will of Hashem. We continue in the Gemara. Elo amar Rava, ha di amar yeshivas sukkah alai, v'ha di amar shvua shelo eishev basukkah. So as we explained before, Rava essentially says the same concept, that if a person says yeshiva sukkah alai, the sitting in this sukkah is usur unto me, the sukkah is not bound to the individual, so the neder will take hold in that man, that person shall not sit in the sukkah. However, if he says shvua shleisha basukkah, he swears that I will not fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. Not that the sukkah is usur unto me, but I will not fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. That doesn't get off the ground, because he is previously bound from the time of the Torah giving to fulfill the mitzvah. And as we said before, he's mushbo v'yoyme mehar Sinai, and ein shvua chal al shvua. A second shvua, in this case the one that you're making, cannot set in when there's already a previous shvua, and in this case to fulfill the mitzvah. The Gemara asks, v'she'en ishboin lavor ala mitzvahs mehocha nafka. Is it true that that a shvua does not take hold when it comes to mitzvahs? Is that really learned from lo yachel devoro? Mehosam nafgale, it's learned from another source, the Sanya. Yochol nishpal vateles ha-mitzvah v'lo bitel yochol yeh chayav. Could it be that if a person swears swears not to fulfill a mitzvah, to mevateles ha-mitzvah, and he doesn't mevatel the mitzvah, and he does the mitzvah, is he going to be guilty of having violated a shvua? Will it be chayav a korban shvua? For violation of shvuas, a korban, a sacrifice, needs to be brought. In this case, will he need to bring a sacrifice after having sworn not to fulfill a specific mitzvah, he goes ahead and fulfills it. Will he need to bring a sacrifice? The Gemara continues at the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Talmud Loimar, the Pasuk says, Lehora o Lehetiv. This is a Pasuk that you find in the context of the Korban Shavuos, where he's, and we learn from here, Maha Tova Rishus, just like doing something beneficial is a matter of Rishus. For example, he swears to eat something. So that's something that gives him pleasure. That's something that's also optional, to eat the piece of bread or not. Af hara rishus. So too, the hara, the negation, the, let's say, not to do something, only if it applies to a matter of rishus, a matter of something optional. Yotza, to the exclusion of nishba levatel es hamitzvah velo bitel sheino rishus biyado, to the exclusion of someone who swears to violate a mitzvah and ends up not violating the mitzvah, that's not something that was in your hands, that was something that was discretionary in the first place. So the problem right now is we have two sources for the same idea. What are we to do with that? Answer: Chad kro lemifturi mikorban shvua, v'chad lemifturi min lav deshvua. In violating oaths, there are two outcomes. There is the need to bring a sacrifice, and there is the need, where there is the violation of a negative command. It may be pointed out that in general, negative commands could result in lashing when one violates something knowingly. What we're telling you here is that when it comes to oaths concerning mitzvah violation, there is no korban whatsoever to speak of, nor is there any negative or violation of negative command to speak of either. Before we conclude, let us remind you, if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.